Now, it is a fact that until very, very recently, this was regarded as a historical event, or I guess we'd have to say a prehistorical event, but an event. And that's one way of interpreting a symbol. That this symbolic scene was an actual historical event. And one way, and this is going to be part of my thesis tonight, to destroy the value and spiritual effect of a symbol of this spiritual kind is to say that it refers to a historical event. A spiritual symbol, a religious symbol, a mythic symbol is valid and true here, now, and for always. It is not a reference to something that happened somewhere else at another time and precipitated, consequently, the history. So one way of interpreting symbols is in the concretistic historical sense. Now, when you think of the religious traditions in which we have all been brought up, they, for the most part, have been concerned to identify their symbolic forms in historical space and time. And with the development of the historical sciences and the biological sciences and so forth and so on, these symbols have been historically and biologically refuted. And as a result of this, many people have lost their religious symbology. And the function of these symbols properly is to put your consciousness in touch with its ground, its roots, which are deeper than the spheres of the light world knowledge with which we govern ourselves during the daytime. And with the symbols gone, we have lost the communication line to our own spiritual depths. The consequence is a feeling of rootlessness. Now, when the likelihood of this event ever having taken place in the garden began to be doubted, the stress goes to a sort of moral interpretation. Well, it had always been interpreted morally. What was the sin of Adam and Eve? What was it that they had done that was so repulsive to God? The sin was that of disobedience. That is to say, dissociating the activity of their waking consciousness, their ego consciousness, from the instruction, from the will of the Creator, that is to say, from the being of whose will they were the creatures. And this is interpreted in such a extreme way that God could not be reconciled to man, and the gates of heaven were closed against him, not only the gates of paradise, but the gates of eternal life. And it would require a very serious atonement to reconcile God to his creatures. And it is on that basis that God had to be atoned that the crucifixion and death of the Savior is interpreted. With a fall, there was the need of a redemption. With the discrediting of the possibility of the fall, the whole thesis of the redemption is brought into question. So a very serious theological disruption followed. Here we are in the situation that is what I would say the normal one in ecclesiastical circles right now. The garden could not possibly have existed, and the redemption problem is called in question, and how are we going to interpret this?